18th century literature. The Augustan Classicism, age 1700 to 1780. The ruling class of the 18th century became increasingly corrupt, especially under the reigns of George I and George II, and the Prime Minister Robert Walpole. Literature of this period features much social criticism and political satire. The greatest satirist in prose was Jonathan Swift, 1667 to 1745. Another satirist was Alexander Pope, 1688 to 1744, who expressed himself mainly in poetry. Pope was influenced in his satire by Horatio and others in the time of Emperor Augustus. This influence was so strong as to give this literary era the name Augustan Age. This era was also the time of the origin and development of the novel. Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe, 1660 to 1731, is considered the first expression of this new literary style. It was based on a true story and set the stage for other novels featuring realistic storytelling from daily life. Other writers further refined and developed the English realistic novel. The best known and most famous work of Jonathan Swift is Gulliver's Travels. Gulliver is reminiscent of Defoe's Robinson, but where Robinson affirms contemporary English society, Gulliver ridicules it. He rejects the social relationships and the institutions of the aristocratic bourgeois establishment. In the first part of the book, Gulliver finds himself in Lilliput among dwarfs. The second part pictures him among giants. The third part portrays the hero in various absurd social situations. These were allegorical of the royal rulers, out of touch with the reality of life of their subjects, yet oppressing and further subjugating them if they protested. In the fourth part, Gulliver is on an island inhabited by sensible horses with no human vices. On this island, people went wild, obsessed with power and riches. Swift's stories and adventures held interest for both young and old. Through allegory, satire, and irony, they addressed many problems. Romantic Literature, 1780 to 1832. This period was a time of reason, technical invention, and the Industrial Revolution. It was also characterized by inhuman exploitation of the working masses, including children. In Romanticism, there was a counter-reaction, which was considered as a rebellion of feelings against enlightened reason. Romanticism was an artistic expression of man's feelings and newfound freedom, of the search for new knowledge. It was an expression of the discovery of oneself, without previously established doctrines and dogmas. Romantics looked for beauty in man and tried to defend it against the hell of industrialization, occurring through the Industrial and Agricultural Revolution. A group of poets settled in the Lake District and came to be known as the Romantics of the Lake School. These were William Wordsworth, 1770 to 1850, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, 1772 to 1834, and Robert Southey, 1774 to 1843. Lord George Gordon Byron, 1788 to 1824, Percy Bysshe Shelley, 1792 to 1822, and John Keats, 1795 to 1821, comprised the next generation of romantic poets. Born at the turn of the century, they did not experience the French Revolution. The Napoleonic Wars, Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo, and the formation of the Holy Alliance, led by England, Russia, Austria, and Prussia, were the main events in their lives. The Alliance, far from being holy, suppressed any radical democratic or revolutionary movements. The young Romantic poets protested and fought against renewed dogmas of the Church and the monarchy. They all left London and went to the local areas of European revolutionary movements in Greece and Italy. Their works contain social criticism conveying the deeply felt protest against oppression and hypocrisy prevalent all over Europe. 19th century romantic prose expressed in the novel a general picture of life, worsening social problems, and deepening class conflicts. The novel was penetrating many reader layers and addressed, more fully than other literary styles, the problems of society as a whole. Women made a significant contribution to the literature of this era. Among the romantic prose writers belong Walter Scott, 1771 to 1832, and Jane Austen, 1775 to 1817. Scott became world known as the founder of the historical novel. His novels, set in England, Europe, and the Orient, represent all classes of people of the time, even the common and often suppressed. The characters, their dwellings, and their surroundings come alive with colour and realistic portrayal. Scott's humour also lights up some of the darkest pages of history. Of the 29 novels he wrote, his most famous work is Ivanhoe, which takes place in the medieval age of knights under the rule of Richard the Lionheart. Jane Austen created the domestic novel dealing with family life. Pride and Prejudice, which is among her best-known works, pictures both the pride and the prejudice in a man and a woman. It shows the conflict and tension between reason and feelings. All of Austen's works have marriage as the main theme and purpose. Yet there is no monotony, but rather amusement, as well as a serious study of life. Victorian Literature. As the struggles between capitalists and the working class became more and more pronounced, critical realism and the social novel emerged. It pictured the problems of society in all their contexts and with their causes. The heroes of the stories became the characteristic types of their society. Charles Dickens, 1812 to 1870, was one of the most prominent representatives of critical realism. He found inspiration for his novels in his own experiences. He attracted a wide readership for his special talent to portray life and the people of London, especially the lowest classes. Readers came to appreciate his understanding of the poor, as well as his satirical criticism of the rich people's superiority and hardness of heart. Humour makes Dickens unique among the critical realists. Oliver Twist witnesses the cruel fate of a poor orphan. He is one of hundreds of thousands in England. A Tale of Two Cities and Great Expectations are among Dickens's other famous works. The main theme of Great Expectations is that not riches, but honest work and good human relationships are the basis of a good society and leads to happiness. Dickinson's works remain relevant even in today's society. Despite the changes and improvements, there still exist injustices and suffering, which he addressed in his extensive literary creation. At the turn of the 19th century, a literary movement changed. The principles of this movement were that art should serve only itself, that its only goal was to arouse feelings of beauty, enjoyment, and happiness. This approach, however, turned out to produce moods of overindulgence, disenchantment and decadence. Oscar Wilde, 1854 to 1900, was a typical representative of this thinking. His personal life reflected the motto, "Art for art's sake." He sought new experiences to satisfy all his desires and to indulge in all that was pleasant, whether moral or immoral, socially acceptable or not. He died fairly young, broken and without money, sounding a tragic paradox that there is no lasting value in pure indulgence. Wilde's writing is varied, original, and full of freshness, wit, and imagination. His early creations were poems, followed by short stories and fairy tales, for example, The Happy Prince. He also wrote a number of very successful comedies, both moral and immoral, such as The Importance of Being Earnest. His only novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, with the theme of the good and evil of human nature, was prophetic of Wilde's own tragic life and the triumph of his literary works.